All right, everybody, welcome to episode 81. We want to start this episode with a big, big thank you for all your support, all the consistent feedback that we've been getting. Me and Zach have been working really, really hard on the show, and we're going to continue to work hard.
Kenny too.
But we got somewhat of an announcement.
Yes.
No, please.
We are starting a new channel, ladies and gentlemen. This channel... It's been a fun ride. Thanks to Waleed. It was his channel. He gave up his name,
my identity.
He signed it off, but you will be getting it back. But there's a theory out there that if we start a new channel and get some fresh subs, that we will hit the algorithm once again. But our videos are just, we feel we're putting in effort. We're putting in,
Show's been a lot better.
We're changing our course. Yep. We're getting a lot better. And we appreciate you guys, for watching us and, our loyal subs that are
this
on
is the most fun I've had doing this show.
Yeah, for sure. But we just wanted to, try out a new channel and see if it can give us some better benefits with our new efforts that we're putting into the show.
We talked to a YouTube rep. From what he's saying is that this channel has been so dormant for so long.
Yes.
And the type of content that they came into wasn't the same thing we were doing, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
So we're going to start fresh, clean slate. We're going to bring all of you guys over to the new channel.
What's going
to
be on the new channel?
And then, inshallah.
Nice. Bring a lot into this.
God willing.
Let's fucking go.
We're going to obviously do the pod, same old Zach and Waleed, but we're also going to do lives.
Who's going to call into those bad
boys? You are going to call. You are going to call into the lives.
Yeah, you are.
It's going to be more interactive. Me and Zach love doing it. We love talking to you guys. We're also going to do more vlogs, classic Zach and Waleed day in the life
in
vlogs.
The car?
That's right.
Will we get in a car accident?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I'd check in for that.
Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, that would bring me back every week.
Every title of the vlog, are they going to crash? Skits, me and Zach have been tossing around a bunch of skits ideas. So this new channel is going to give us, you know, that re-motivation into putting all that energy back into.
Yeah. Didn't you have a theory?
I was putting some thoughts together, and after talking to the YouTube rep, I actually put this hypothesis together here, as you can see.
That's nice.
A little illustration for you guys to all understand. But old channel, bad, right? Not working.
Old channel.
We're not hitting the algorithm. Some people aren't even getting notifications.
Whoa!
For our episodes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dang.
They're like, hey, I clicked in, I'm not getting it. So we think it's that.
Wow.
New channel, though, the working theory is that it's going to be good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right? I like that.
I had one as well.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Here, let me.
Yeah. Zach, what is all this, dude?
Let me hold it for you, I guess.
I just have a theory here. It's just something off the top of my head. It's the YouTube algorithm, the dead follower theory. We talked to a YouTube rep. We have 57,000 dead subs. Oh, my God, they're so dead. But, some are alive, like around 2,000. We appreciate you guys. But when we post a new video, maybe about Joe Biden, he's hiding the algorithm, and it's not really hitting a lot of people. But the 2,000 people that do watch it, we thank you guys so much. We love you guys. But if we talk about Putin and Tucker Carlson,
Zach,
it's not that deep, dude. It's not that deep.
No,
he's doing it again. Zach, we're just doing a new channel.
Please, Zach, for this.
Zach.
God damn We're not going to give up.
We're not giving up, dude. I will die. Okay.
I'm serious.
No, it's we honestly have... People have been commenting. We highlighted on our Zach and Waleed Show Instagram that people are seeing a change. Mm-hmm. We do enjoy podcasting very much.
Well, I've met you guys. You guys came to the pop-up. You're like, yo, I listen to the show. I love the show.
Yeah.
So I know you're real.
They're part of the Alive subs.
That's right. They're still alive.
It's a risky move. But we are willing to try
anything.
And just get back in the fucking algorithm stream.
And the good news is that you can still find all of our episodes on this new channel. Everything's going to be coming over to the new channel. So it's not like we're going to delete these videos or these episodes. Mm-hmm. You'll have everything there that you've enjoyed up to this point. And we're really excited for what we're going to make going forward, too. Yeah. So and good days ahead.
The new channel is in the description, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And audio listeners, by the way, audio listeners, this is not going to change anything.
Audio listeners are like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Like looking up in the air, like, oh my God.
They're tripping on their walk.
Yeah. Audio listeners, you guys, hey, y'all can chill, man.
That's a great way to put it.
Y'all do you, man. If you're driving right now, you keep driving.
I'm assuming this title was extreme clickbait and people are like, oh, they're just changing channels. So. Yeah, you're welcome. Sorry for making you click in, but we needed it.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
We're still here. We're just trying a new channel out. So thank you guys for sticking with us.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and dive into some fresher stuff. Huh? Some
Yeah, well, one thing I want to say, I will, let me just tease you guys with something, all right? We got some fun episodes coming up.
Yeah.
For the new channel.
Oh, yeah.
Big guest,
all right?
Yeah.
We got some new friends. We got some old friends.
Yep. Oh, okay.
We got some funny brothers.
Whoa. Yep. Whoa. Oh, that's a hot tease.
We got some funny brothers coming soon.
There are two of them.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're triplets.
Nice.
So it's going to be a good time. You guys all know we like to laugh. We like to gag.
I'm doing a nipple reveal.
You are.
On the new channel, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. What episode?
Man, why did I say that?
Now
we're just doing anything.
And
one.
Unfortunately, we just can't cut it. We can't cut things on this new channel. So that's so unfortunate.
Nipple reveal will be happening. Body reveal. Nut reveal.
Right. And by the way, if this theory does...
full nude episode.
If this theory doesn't work, I'm going to that YouTube rep's house and I'm knocking on his door. And I'm going to say, hey, you motherfucker.
You lied.
You lied to us. And I'm going to leak his address.
He gets it's commission based. He gets money based on new channels. Yeah. He sold us, dude. Guy's like, dirty. He's a dirty, dirty YouTube rep, dude.
Was it Herbalife?
Yeah, that is the caveat. We are sharing with a multi-level marketing scheme. Yeah. A lot of content will be overlapping.
He
did,
when he had his own whiteboard, actually, it was a pyramid.
Dude, he's like, all the commenters are like, oh, you guys got suckered in, dude. Yeah, we did get suckered in. But
yeah.
We're going to try it out. We're having a lot of fun podcasting. Dude, podcasting is maybe the hardest thing. Under my or our name, we've never had something, knock on wood, that didn't do very well. And not the pod's not doing well, but I just want this pod to fucking go through the roof, dude.
With time comes, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just gotta keep going.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're working hard.
Yeah.
We're patient.
Yeah.
We're doing everything we can.
Think about Chet Hanks. He didn't blow up right away.
Oh, nice. Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah, he just kept.
The Nepo baby.
Is that the standard we're aiming for? Is Chet Hanks? I just wanted to. I didn't know we talked about that before.
Else. Like,
yeah, what a reference, dude.
Maybe it was a bad reference.
It was a shot in the dark.
The effort has been there, and we feel as though we've maybe earned more views than the algorithm is giving us. Mm-hmm. And that's what's kind of prompted us to make this movie
and
the new channel.
I beg you guys.
No.
Okay. I nicely ask.
If
you want.
Yeah.
To show some love into the new channel once we start posting stuff.
Yeah.
So we could win.
Yeah. Please go subscribe to the new channel. That would mean a lot to us. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And to Kenny, because he'll get.
Yeah. I should also say the YouTube rep won't get heat. I'm gone if this doesn't work. So
you're still gonna see the camera where Kenny was at. It's just gonna be no Kenny.
It'll just be the bamboo behind me or the wood slats. Yeah. Oh man.
We can even talk about the fight that we had with Kenny.
We had a fight?
Me and Kenny and Wally, we all had a little tiff. We were just grinding so hard trying to fucking get this shit.
We have a fight. Yeah. It was a fight.
Oh, we brawled, dude.
We hashed it out with our knuckles.
We did,
bare knuckle boxing.
All I said was, you guys are idiots. And I might have thrown a few slurs. I don't know.
Yeah. Wally on a Zoom call just fucking with a bunny avatar. Anyways, we're just all... bumping heads here, trying to get this thing going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, sentimentality is kind of lame, but and you guys give me shit because I say this on every, I'm the corner guy on three podcasts, but this is genuinely genuinely a dream come true to work on the show with you guys. So,
you're the best corner guy on our pod. You saying look, that you hate being the corner
guy? I saw
guy
a comment on Obsessed with Brooke that Kenny said, oh, this is like the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Because that's how I'm insanely chill.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, thank you, Daddy Cody.
Guys,
most fun I've ever had.
I saw one on our channel. I was like, guys, this is going so averagely well.
So funny. I actually saw a comment on Stretch and Fade saying, you guys need a corner guy?
All right, okay, I'm working my portfolio a little bit, all right?
But no, thank you, Kenny. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
I saw him leave a comment on Howard Stern.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to replace Robin on Howard Stern.
Beetlejuice.
Damn, dude. Yeah, again, I guess to put a fine point on it, please go subscribe to the new channel. That would mean a lot to us. It would really help us out. We're trying to get this thing. The gear's turning on this show, and we got way more planned for you guys, and we appreciate each and every one of you. So, fuck yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it together, Zaz Nation.
That's the longest cold open I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And
now
and the episode can begin.
Can we actually?
Dude, that's the longest fucking cold open. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
It's our show, Waleed. It's our channel. Do whatever. Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Nutrafol. Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? There's one right there. It's normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are physician formulated using 100% drug-free ingredients.
I'm sorry, by the way. What? You're one of the 80%, but I'm also becoming one of the 80%. With Nutrafol, we'll be better. Anyways, their patented technology provides consistent, reliable results without compromising your sex life. In a clinical study, 84% of men showed improvement in their hair after 6 months taking Nutrafol's hair growth supplements. There's one right there. Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes.
With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code Zaz. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spell Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code Zaz. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code Zaz.
Another news, I'm a Canadian citizen now.
Hey! Yeah,
for 1 month.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
1 month, I have a temporary work visa for Canada when I went to go shoot Jay and Trey's show, Office Movers. And they gave me a work visa.
You can get that tumor checked out for free.
Dude, I get free healthcare for a month.
That's no so way. Sick.
I have to like drive up to Vancouver or something.
Drive up to Vancouver.
Or fly, I don't know.
I mean, it's like across the U.S.
Yeah, but it's closer than Canada. I'm Toronto.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick.
I know.
Are you going to go back and get some procedures done?
Nah, fuck it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
How's it feel? I noticed your accent is gone.
Yeah.
You just instantly fucking... Every time, dude. Every time you hang out with Jay and Trey, they come here. You switch up so
much. No, I don't.
Yes, you do, bro.
No, I know. I'm just me.
Yes, you do. You're just meat. That's who you are.
But it was funny. So I went through, I never went through, every time I fly into Canada, I just go straight to whatever, the customs, whatever. Oh, what are you here? I'm here for fun, whatever. And they, you know, stamp my shit, let me through, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first time I had to go through immigration to get a work visa. So you can't leave the airport without getting a work visa. So I landed at like midnight. Going to the airport, by the way, YYZ, beautiful. But the immigration office, YYZ.
Oh, okay.
But the immigration office is like straight up like ghetto DMV, like trashy windows. Yeah, everyone hates their jobs. And it's all these foreigners. They all have like interpreters on phones or whatever. And they're like fighting back with the people coming. Like, it's intense, whatever, right? So then it's my time to go up, and you know, I give them all my papers. I'm like, yeah, I'm here for like a work, like a work temporary work permit thing. And she goes, a work? You mean a work visa? And I was like, yeah, I think, I don't know, it was my first time, whatever. And she's like, all right, you're gonna sit down. We'll call you back up in like 15 minutes. Did I tell you this?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, yeah. And then
no, you didn't. This is all.
And then they call me back in. They're like, actually, we're gonna put you in a room. And this other agent's gonna ask you some more questions or whatever. And so I wait like another like 20 minutes. It's a double-sided mirror room, whatever thing, right? And it's small, whatever. The guy comes in, and the girl who told me to sit down also comes in. And the guy goes, so what are you here to do exactly? And it's like late at night. I'm tired, you know. They're having a hard day. I'm trying to make laughs. I go, I'm here to steal your guys' jobs. There was no laughter.
Dude, that was your opener?
No, dude, he said this to me on the phone, and I instantly was just like, you're a fucking idiot. Why would you say
anything
that?
Else, dude?
You could break the character.
Okay, fart into whoops, or like the normal Wally thing. Like, fuck you. Like.
That he did not find that shit. And then he asked.
That's crazy to me, dude.
He goes, Mr. Muhammad, if you don't mind me asking, have you been drinking on your flight? Just due to the discretion of your answer. I was like, no. Oh, I like, man. Did I drink? And he's like, so what do you do back in the States or whatever? I'm like, I'm an online comedian. I make videos or whatever, right? He goes, okay, can you show me these videos?
No.
So then I like pull up the drink one where I'm doing like the, like, you know,
oh,
I'm serving
yeah.
the drink and I'm doing it all gross or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm showing it to him. And he's just not laughing.
No, like, he's icing you out.
I'm bombing. I'm showing it to him and I'm bombing. And then I'm like, yeah, well, you know, here's another one.
You don't like this one.
Yeah. I filmed the kebab commercial one. And he's just like, okay. Leaves the room, comes back in. He's like, all right, you're going to go see this other agent. He just did not fuck with me at all.
He's like, you should really think about starting a new channel.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all comedy subjective. I was like, yeah, well, it's like subjective. You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
funny
yeah,
to
yeah.
my audience. I don't know. And then he's like, you're going to go see that guy at the window and you're going to pay some transaction to get your work visa or whatever, your temporary work visa.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's doing all the transactions is a little bit younger. He goes, yo, Waleed, you're here? Oh, shit. Like, dapping me up.
Bitch, no way.
And he was like, oh, shit. Oh, you're here for Office Movers? Like, he knew. And he was like, oh, man. Like, oh, this is so tight, whatever. Like, can we get a photo? And then I turn around and I see the agent glaring at that dude. And then I know for a fact that dude probably went back. He's like, yo, you guys see Waleed was here?
He's like, his kebab bit wasn't that good. I don't know.
It's just like they all get laid off the next day. And like, you're like, oh, I'm here to take your job. You drop that joke.
Yeah. I'm the one laying them off.
It's just funny that they probably sent you. They try to send you like to a dumber down like TSA person. That like, oh, why? We're not really getting your vibe. Why don't you go to this?
The guy who like makes the transactions or whatever. He has like one job.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I got in, thank God. But it was funny. Sometimes I kind of understand why those guys get frustrated.
Because people like you who make jokes saying that you're going to take their job? Whoa! I can't see that
damn,
at all.
They need to lighten up, man.
Well, come on. Don't you want me in your country to outsource your jobs?
It's 11 o'clock at night. They've had the worst
it's
day.
It's midnight. It's not even 11.
Waleed comes in just fucking, I'm here to take your job.
And then when I was waiting the first time, I overheard. Heard someone, he was like some Punjabi guy. I think he came straight from India, and he was on the phone with the interpreter and then the immigration agent, whatever. Right. All I heard was, the guy say something to the interpreter, and then the immigration agent goes, "So I just reached out to your cousin, and he said he's never heard of you before, and he wasn't expecting anyone to come into Canada. So can you explain that?" And then he's just like,
No way.
So I get, it's annoying. I know this, I'm probably just as bad.
So you had, like, why couldn't you just get into Canada and just say you're visiting a friend? Like,
because I'm working, I got paid through the show. Okay. If you're making money there, you have to.
How much did you get?
Shit.
They booked me first class.
Wow. Did they really?
Yeah, it was sick as fuck.
Nice.
Wow. I was in the lounge. You got to eat all the food.
What if all the other people who were on the show that watched this?
I asked around. I was like,
oh, okay.
I was like, you get first class?
You fuck with me that hard?
You guys make the joke about stealing jobs?
Nice. Okay. So what are you going to, you're not going to go to Canada anymore? That's it? You just have a 1 month and then?
Yeah, well, I'll go back when the show comes out, but
oh, nice.
I won't get like, after my visa's expired, and I could only work on that show technically.
Got it.
So I was like, "Okay, oh, do anything else for you guys? You guys need like a PA or something?"
How was your acting? Like, what was your role?
Okay, so I played a hot dog vendor in the show.
Whoa!
Yeah,
nice.
Yep,
I think you already
yep.
said that in the last episode.
Wait. Yeah, and it was with Lucas Lopez, who's really funny. He's huge on TikTok. And the idea was like Lucas was supposed to just be like a straight up mess. Ordering because he had like the business card, but my hot dog vendor was cash only. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, or he's like being all cocky. He's like, yeah, run it up, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna throw a fat tip in for you, whatever. And then when I tell him it's cash only,
smart
he's
move,
like,
by the way.
Yeah. And he's like freaking out, whatever. And basically the scene was like, we're both kind of fighting, whatever. Like It's pretty hardcore. So then we're running the lines beforehand and I was like, hey, Lucas, do you think like it's just maybe doing too much, whatever? And so he's like, yeah, maybe we should go talk to the director. It's scary to go talk to the director and be like, hey, we were thinking like, you know.
You're a problem on set.
Yeah, already. I was already that guy or whatever.
You maybe reworked the whole episode.
No, it was one.
Maybe Lucas was supposed to die.
A 40-second scene.
You never know. That was the climax point.
But we're like, I've never talked to the director before. He was really funny. He was cool. But I was like, yeah, we're actually thinking like about making this into a kissing scene. Like, what do you think about that? Between me and the hot dog.
You were like the worst. Like,
wait, what? You went from this is too intense to we should pitch a kissing scene?
To break
like...
the ice and then tell him what we actually
okay,
think.
Okay, so you try to break the ice with a TSA agent saying, I'm going to take your job. And then you go to the director and say, what if we like fuck?
You laugh?
Oh, nice. Okay.
But the show is really good. I was like, I watched a few other scenes. I even threw a line in there.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Can you say what the line is that you improvised?
I thought you had a line.
Like,
you had multiple.
When they were filming another scene, I told Trey, I was like, oh, you should tell him to say this.
Oh. Dude, the directors were like, get this guy the fuck out of here.
Well, no, it worked.
Provoke the one-month visa, man.
It worked.
He gets
like,
1 week.
I was so nervous because Trey was like, yeah, that's a good idea, and walked over and told the actor that, right? And then I was like, oh, fuck, he's actually, like, he told him.
So how good is the show going to be if your input is carrying so much weight that they change
it? It was one line.
They change it like that.
It was one thing,
the
all
line
right?
is, I would like to kiss the hot dog vendor in season two.
Bring him back.
It's funny if your work visa was only for, like, a day, but we're like, this guy gets it, dude. No. Can we extend this guy for a month?
How about hot dog vendor to writer? Whoa! Hot dog vendor number three to writer. I'm like basically an extra pitching. Like,
dude, if you get a credit, like a writer's credit, like at the end.
Jim's like, yo, we'll talk.
Nice, dude.
But it was sick. It was like a legit production too. It was like
I trust Trey and Jay to like, and is Lucas even in it? Or I mean, like,
yeah, he's like one of the main characters.
As like a writer production guy, or is he just like the main character?
I think he's like a main actor. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Trey and Jay, either way, I trust them so much. Like, whatever they do, always crushes. So.
Dude, they had a guy who just his one job was just to drive around people around from like
baller
set to set. It was like huge. It was like legit production.
Did you have someone pick you up from the airport?
No, Trey picked me up.
Okay.
The star of the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wally, don't pitch any lines when you get there. Right?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, the worst part was no one knew I had an actual kebab cart. I mean, fair enough. They didn't know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then so when I went to the hot dog cart, I was like setting it up. And they're like, yo, don't do that. And then the guy did the same exact thing. And I was like, no, look, I own the same thing. Like, I know how to set up the grill. I know
you
how to
show them your cart badge.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, trust me, guys.
I should have brought it with me.
You should have showed the same clip you did to TSA. See if they laughed at it.
Well, it's funny because after me and the cart guy were like talking shop, or I was like, "Oh, dude, you got two propane tanks? Like, that's a sick setup." We're like for like an hour.
But you actually served hot dogs, didn't you? Or didn't people? I saw a picture of people eating hot dogs.
Yeah, well, they had the thing set up, so the person who brought the hot dog cart actually cooked it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, no.
Mm. Is your
office? I don't have my food safety card.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't get him sick.
You can't. You're going to fucking get him sick on a hot dog? That's like the worst, like, it's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, good time. Can't wait for the show. It's going to be great. I know they're trying to figure out how to get the show in the U.S. You know, it just felt really good to be in a proper production.
Nice.
With good crew.
Why?
I'm kidding.
That felt pointed.
I'm kidding. I was trying to be a dick.
What? And it worked.
Yeah.
TSA director, now a podcaster. You're really just fucking up some vibes here, Willie. Jesus Christ.
It was like they had a crafty truck that just had everything. Everything. You want mac and cheese? You say, I want fucking mac and cheese, whatever, right?
Yeah.
They'll make it for you.
Wow.
But you're a health guy now and you didn't do that.
No, but I was like, they had really good espresso and like every 20 minutes, I just kept getting espresso. I wouldn't even drink all of it. I would just take sips and then throw it out.
Dude.
Just because I was like, this is sick.
You're kind of like an asshole A-lister now.
Yeah, I mean, I like this.
Oh, dude, I fucking hate this.
I think we have a new Waleed, man.
I hate this new era of Waleed.
I get like an award in Canada for his role in Hot Dog Vendor.
You get a key to the city. Best line change of all time.
Who is he? I'm going to cover up like Variety. The hot dog outfit.
What else did you do in Toronto? Did you do anything else?
No, just basically just chilled on set the whole time. Hung out with Just Meat for a day.
Cool.
Went to
man.
The gym. Yeah, nice. Good time.
Fuck yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the best time.
And I made it back into my own country, so.
Yeah. And you helped Noel out by getting his...
Oh, place. God. Oh, jeez. Thank you for bringing that up.
Of course.
I actually didn't want to talk about it. This son of a bitch.
Noel?
Yeah, bro. Noel Miller of TMG Studios?
Yeah, careful, I've heard careful, of him. Yeah.
Okay, you've done TSA.
No.
Podcast.
No. You threw a jab at me for some reason.
Kenny for random right hook.
Get a Grace,
you're next. You leave Grace alone. That's where I draw the line. You do not make fun of our awesome intern, Grace.
No one's safe here. So I guess Noel shot like literally 2 days before me. We just missed each other. I'm like about to board the flight. He's calling me. Yo, you going to Toronto, right? Basically left his suitcase in the production studio or whatever. And he was like, yo, can you please bring it back? He was being very sincere, genuinely.
He was
like, I'm so sorry. Like, I hate to throw this on you, but like, can you give me the... He was actually the most sincere I've ever heard in a while. Genuinely, he was being very sweet about it.
I thought this was going to be a roast.
He was actually being very nice about it. I was like, yeah, dude, I got you. No problem. And then, so now I have to lug his suitcase around all over the airport in his first class. So it's so easy.
It wasn't an issue at all.
And then I had to put it in my Uber back home. And then now the suitcase is just sitting in my house.
Oh,
Wally,
God.
A couple of days.
Have you taken a peek inside?
No.
You get a little unzip?
Well, there was a part of me where I was like,
should I pee on it?
I was like,
yeah.
I was freaked out by how nice he was being. I was like, this fucker's trying to set me up.
Yeah. Like, 38 pounds of coke in there.
But there's coke. He's trying to set me the fuck up.
Was he also on Office Movers?
Yeah, he was also on the show.
Oh, cool.
As a security guard, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Our roles don't path, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you pitch any lines for his character?
No, I wasn't there. Okay. I wasn't there yet. Okay. Yeah.
You go in and edit his part. Like,
it just splices the mind.
You dub it with a voiceover. Of
I love the hot dog. I should check him out outside.
Like gun boys. I love the hot dog vendor. So good. The guy's like, whoa, this is so good.
Is it ADR? Not even his voice.
This fits so perfectly in the scene.
But yeah, anyways, I brought his suitcase back.
Nice. You haven't delivered it back to him yet, though?
No. His assistant picked it up.
Oh, Kate.
Yes.
We love Kate.
Yep. Hell yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Nice, dude.
Did you get any like ransom money for the or any sort of reward for keeping this safe?
Oh, I should have.
Yeah, you should have blackmailed him, dude.
I should just send him an Apple request.
You should.
Yeah.
Did you have to? You have to check. You did that to me.
Yeah. You never know.
Someone could be drunk enough.
Yep.
You didn't. Cody asked you too to get it back, didn't he? He asked you to fly all the way across to Calgary and pick up a suitcase. You did that too, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. It's the same thing as like the Apple request where it's like, just go ahead and fly all the way out to Calgary, please.
Yeah, and he did make me tape money all over under my shirt and go through TSA.
Damn. It's
hella funny that the open era, the AI thing, the writer strike that you like.
Oh, yeah, I said I was going to propose there.
It's all funny that Waleed, like on our last episode, he has commentary on like some of our episodes and stuff. Like, oh, this is funny. This is funny. He's like, dude, the AI part, whoa, that was hilarious.
I was like,
that was your own part that you fucking did. He's like, guys, I'm so funny. Look at this AI stuff that I said. I was like, yeah, we got it. Yeah.
If y'all are gonna cut this, I'm gonna cut it.
Someone give me an espresso.
I thought it was so funny. Like, we have like 80 episodes out, and you're just like, yeah, good episode. And then like this episode, you're like, guys, you see this AI part? It's so funny.
Can we put the clip in here? Replay. Yeah. We're just laughing about Jesus.
Replay the part right now.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, so what are your aspirations now as an actor, as an A-lister?
Oh, I'm never doing that again.
You're never? Okay.
No, that was fun.
You're focusing on kebab stuff.
I'm focusing on kebab stuff, trying to do some more pop-ups.
Are you allowed to tease your thing or no?
Which thing? Which one, bro?
You're close. You're like exhausted. You're like, what are you?
What's this? Yes, it's kebab. What else you want?
No, but you posted some close friends pics the other day.
I better take you off that list. You're going to be, yeah. There's a reason why I post those photos.
Okay.
No, I told them already, remember?
Yeah, but you don't want to show them?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
Is this the...
It's the Minions costume.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, we can cool. keep it in. I'm making the Minions, the Arab Minions costume. I'm also making the popsicle to go with it. Gonna design that too soon.
The picture on close friends was so good. You just
maybe I should
your dick
man. I think I got taken off of close friends. That's rough.
Oh, you're not on it.
Oof.
Grace is on it.
Grace, you're on that. Damn, man, that's a gut punch, dude.
That's funny.
Zach, I'm not on your close friends either.
I honestly don't post any close friends.
Yeah, no, actually, I don't either.
I have a funny close friends. I just have tots. And like,
that's funny.
It's pretty risky because sometimes
pictures of your balls.
Yeah, I post I post like ugly pics of us and like some, you know, like ones of just shirts off and like shit like that. And she like freaks out because I'll see her just like, I don't tell her that I posted it. And I see her just like scrolling through and she sees herself and she's like, what the fuck? Yeah. I always check every time I post that. It's just tots underneath close friends.
Damn. You guys want to talk about this insane Bruno Mars story?
Oh,
my hero. I love Bruno Mars.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
Are you a big fan?
So, first of all, at my wedding, Tots had no Bruno Mars songs on the list.
On the DJ list?
There was do not play songs, and there's like hella white songs. It was just like, why?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dude, white weddings.
I hate
white weddings. Like they fucking. Sorry, Kenny. If your whole playlist is
this is no. I totally agree. It's like somehow every white wedding seems to fit in. At the car wash.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's like give me. Play that funky music. You're like, get me the fuck out of here, man.
My head.
Your own wedding. You're like, guys, I gotta get out.
Why is it like?
Because your extended family. Family that grew up on those songs, like it gets them going.
What the fuck about them? It's your wedding.
Yeah, but like
Fiend.
Dude, that would actually be so sick. Yeah. But that's the thing. If you were to play Fiend and my 86-year-old grandparents are in the room, they're gonna like
have a heart attack.
Yeah, they're gonna have an aneurysm. Yeah. That's gonna freak them out.
So like the wedding playlist ideology is you get the elderly. Extended family up first on the dance floor and you play like all their songs that they grew up on and then like they tucker out within like a few songs and then they go sit back down and then the fucking real dance floor party starts and you play like Fiend. So
I don't know, I've been to enough white weddings. What was your music for yours?
Dude, it was like
yours is love like
Hispanic.
Yeah. That was good.
Tots played like a ton of her playlists. It was,
if it's ethnic, it's always gonna be good. Like Punjabi weddings, fucking sick. It's the best playlist ever.
Yeah. Her playlist is called Thadiana. It's really hot. Love that.
So when she put all these do not play songs, Bruno Mars was on there.
Oh yeah, sorry. Bruno Mars was one of them because
But that's like one that could be allowed.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. It's funny because like I have that song that we did that video, yeah, the YouTube video too, that like I know by heart I could fucking
same
get
that's
all
our
my
song.
Shit out. Yeah, I think one of those played at our wedding, but I don't really remember too well. But anyways, Bruno Mars is getting some shit from Vegas, baby. Have you seen this?
So yeah, he has a gambling addiction.
Yeah,
It's rumored that he's in debt $50 million to MGM Resorts.
Insane.
In Las Vegas.
But MGM just came out and said that he's not in debt anymore, but I think it was just a, like, he's such an iconic character or musician.
Yeah.
Not character. But that they're trying to, like, save face and, like, save him, because it's a terrible look, dude.
Yeah.
It's
well,
kind of what it seems like.
Yeah, he had a residency in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Sonic? Yeah.
But now he's, like, devoted just to MGM.
I can see how he could, like,
they have
his
soul.
What do you do after a show? I guess I'm going to the slots.
But yeah, his shows are fucking sick.
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah, but he just
but he
like
gets bored. I'm sure he gets bored in Vegas, you know?
So he just goes to the slots.
Yeah, I guess we go any slots.
Yeah. The source that
God, I love craps. Don't say that.
Oh, dude.
Oh, dude, craps is so sick, bro.
Maybe we should switch the story.
No. Dude, I will say, have you ever played craps?
I haven't.
Dude, it's so fucking sick. Basically, you get like a oh God, I'm not promoting gambling.
you are like hard as a rock.
You have
right now.
You
like,
have dice.
Really, he's revved up.
Whatever number is on, the dice has to hit that number, and everybody wins or whatever, right?
Yeah.
My favorite is there was a time. This has only happened once in my life. I was feeling so cocky. I was showing someone how to play craps. It was a good table, good vibes, whatever. I was like, "Hey, who wants the seven?" And was like, "Yeah, woo!" I threw it. I actually hit the seven. And was like, "Yo, he's him! He's him!" And then I did it again. And then I did it again. And then I lost it all.
Oh, dude.
No.
But it felt good in the moment.
That is that is the definition of gambling. Right there, dude. It felt good. I got it. I won again. And then I lost it all.
But it felt good. I would do anything to get it back.
But we had some Bruno Mars remixes.
Right, because I saw he
his new songs.
His new songs were coming out. Yeah, and they're pretty interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like Taylor's version. He's revamped some of his current discography to match his current situation.
Then no one's heard of these songs. So
no.
Here unreleased. On the Zach Walid Show, you get exclusivity.
That's right.
Of what exactly is Bruno Mars' new album coming out with? Walid, do you want to start?
Yes. My first song that I had was, where is it? Versace on the Floor. Because I had to sell my furniture.
Nice. What is the original song?
Versace on the Floor.
Versace on the Floor.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. That's
I had
a good
sell
one.
My furniture.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. Kenny, did you want to take one?
Yeah. You guys know the classic Locked Out of Heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, he's actually had to rework that a bit, and now it's titled Locked Out of My Bank Account.
Wow.
So,
That's sad.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. Chase has
was
a heart
like a
limit.
Massive stand up joke. Like, Kenny's just the opener line.
Yeah.
That was really good. That was good. I have Leave the Door Open. I'ma leave the door open. That one?
Yeah.
I'ma leave the back door cover.
Wait.
Can you explain that for us?
Sure. I have it all written down.
Is he getting fucked?
The backdoor. The backdoor cover scores meaningless points in the end of the game to cover the spread.
Oh, that's fucking good.
That's some deep cut gambling shit.
Backdoor cover that. People in the comments got my back, dude. People in the comments laughed at that one.
Yeah, I don't know anything about gambling, so that's where I fucked up on that one. That's a good
joke.
Okay,
I got a good one.
I had a few extra lyrics with that song.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
Yeah? Let's hear them, dude.
Well, everyone loved it, so I just thought I'd continue on with it.
Yeah.
If that's cool.
Go ahead.
I'm actually afraid to even just sing this right now.
No, let's hear it.
No,
come on.
Guys,
hey, guys, don't record.
Oh, okay. Wow, I feel so much better.
We just cut everything, dude.
Yeah,
everything's cut.
I'm going to need the back door cut.
No, dude, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. That
you
was
actually
good.
Hit those notes,
yeah,
man.
The falsetto.
I'm going to need the back door cover. That you deal the way I deal, and we cover the spread tonight, baby. All right, I'm not singing anymore. No one liked it.
No, that was good, dude. I like it.
We all liked
Grace
it.
Grace didn't say anything. So
Grace, what'd you think about that?
She's quiet.
Okay, Grace loved it. Do you have another one, Waleed? Yeah.
That's all I had. Next one.
Funny, because I heard that same song, but different rendition.
You guys are supposed to sing with me.
Leave the door open for the loan sharks.
Oh, oh, okay.
Oh, wow. That was good.
Girls clapping.
Yeah. Standing O from Grace over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. I actually heard some of the lyrics too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Where it's like,
what did it sound like?
What you doing? Where you at?
Where you at?
You're taking all that. You're taking all that. I'm trying to win it back.
That was good.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
So, okay. So he. Never mind.
Dude, I liked yours.
No, go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
well,
let's see what Kenny comes up with.
Yeah,
it's probably going to be good.
Yeah. You guys know the song Wake Up in the Sky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's actually, he's actually condensed that title down a bit. The actual record title of that song is Wake Up in the Sky, parentheses, because I've been pushed out of MGM CEO William Hornbuckle's private plane.
So you're supposed to sing it.
I don't know the words to the song.
We're all risking our fucking jobs here. I have Calling All My Lovelies.
Yeah?
Calling All My
Lovelies. It sounds like you're singing all the same song.
That's what Bruno Mars is.
Yeah.
It's Calling All My Bookies.
Oh, nice. Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I'll just say it.
Okay.
I got too many bookies on hold for you to be so bold. Too many on my team for you to act so mean. You say you want to go on a run. Well, you ain't the only one. If I ring, don't let it ring too long or I'm gone.
You should have singed it.
We're cutting all this.
No,
that's pretty good.
No, we're not cutting any of this. This is all stupid.
No.
We try and come up with a little segment.
No. I have one. Hey, this is.
Come back. Get the whiteboard.
I'm fine.
Dude, this is going well. I don't know what your deal is.
It's just
we want to sing on the new channel. We want to be artists.
I have one.
We
want to
be Cody
Cole.
We want to have a Vegas table.
Let me finish mine, all right?
Zach, but this segment's going well, man. We calm down.
You're doing this to yourself.
Calling on my book.
You're having an employee.
Yeah, all right. So, you know that song, Uptown Funk?
Yeah, of course, classic.
With how does it go?
With all his bad luck, more like down lunk funk.
Wait, down luck funk?
Down luck, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, down luck funk. Yeah.
It's going to be the most train wreck section.
No, I'm finishing it, and I'm going to finish it strong.
Let's hear it.
All right. This hit, that ice cold, Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This one for them bad bets, them good nights, straight regrets.
Nice. Whoa. Wow.
Clip
that's pretty
that.
Good.
Well,
that's
he's going to comment on the episode. Did you guys see that?
That's it. Yeah.
Okay, Zach, this will make you feel better, man. I got one more, and this is a singer, okay? I want you guys to sing with me, okay? It's just two lines, and then I'll jump in. You guys know the song Grenade?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is the chorus. I'd catch a grenade for ya, throw my hand on a blade for ya, I'd put 50K on the Knicks for ya.
Wow. Well, that's his mistake.
Well,
it's the Knicks.
Lost. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why he's down 50 mil. Yeah.
Well, I love, go back to the article. The title of the article was like,
dude, Bruno Mars is going to gamble even more after hearing all, if any of this shit fucking goes off on like socials.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's going to be like, what the fuck is this?
The article says, phew, Bruno Mars won't have to scrub dishes in vain. You think this motherfucker is going to scrub dishes?
That I didn't even know that was the headline. That is a brutal headline.
Yeah, that's, damn, Jennifer Zahn went in on him.
Dude, wow. Jesus.
Scrub dishes. Do they even do that anymore?
Yeah.
Like if you can't pay
a bill? As a waiter?
Yeah.
As a waiter for the kebab cart? I scrub dishes for you, Wally, in the kebab cart.
Well, no, if you go to Chili's and you're like, I can't pay.
Oh,
are they gonna
I don't
you
know. Do they do that?
That's such like a fucking raunchy move to
do. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, you can't leave the restaurant until all these dishes are clean.
All done. It's not the patron. You and your little girlfriend. No!
She's got a scrub, too.
this is a pretty crazy line right here. The source that leaked the story said that, quote, MGM basically owns him. So that's
that's the line that's like
aggressive,
devilish.
Yeah,
dude, that's fucking scary.
Yeah,
I'm so glad I don't know how to do any gambling. Zero gambling.
Yeah,
I promise I don't like If I watch it, I know the baseball season's coming up, and I know, like, oh, the Giants will beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I am confident in it. I don't even know how to go online and bet.
I'll show you.
Even though it's illegal,
Dude,
in California.
It's so easy nowadays.
It's illegal in California.
Oh, with the VPN and those back to
Yeah.
Well, speaking of baseball and gambling, Zach, do you want to tee up the Shohei Ohtani?
I would absolutely love to. Yeah. Oh, God, this got me off.
Got you off?
I fucking hate the Dodgers.
Okay. We know, Zach.
This is a small sports topic here, but bear with us, audience crew, because it ties in.
So it just goes boop.
No. It's good. All right. Ohtani signed with the Dodgers for
It was sick as fuck, huge.
10 years, $700 million. Okay.
Huge.
He gets $2 million for 10 years, and then X amount, whatever the rest of that is, for the rest of his life, basically. So he's gonna be chilling in Japan with loads of cash coming up. He has an interpreter that he's been friends with since high school.
Yep.
Homies for life. Me and you.
Yeah.
That interpreter was gambling his money, $4.5 million, that Ohtani apparently did not know was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a rumor or an article written first when the news first came out that Ohtani paid the interpreter, Ippe, $4.5 million. And then the second story came out like a couple hours later saying, wait, just kidding. Ohtani didn't pay him any money. He had no idea the gambling was happening, all that shit. Ippe stole the money out of Ohtani's account, saying that Ippe, the interpreter, had all the bank information access to get the money to gamble on his own account, own record. And the interpreter is now fired as of today. If there's any more news coming out, we're filming on a Friday, so just bear with us. This is all we have right now. But it's fucking insane.
Yeah. The interpreter is fired?
And
that was his boy, his dog.
And this was the first game of the 162-game season. And the first game, this news breaks out, and he already signed a 10-year, $700 million contract. And if he gets in trouble that he was gambling, then his contract is probably fucked.
Yeah.
And he still has to get paid $700 million no matter what.
Oh, so he hit a lick.
Yeah. But that's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And I read speculation last night that this is actually Ohtani is the one that has like a crippling gambling addiction or has spent this much money gambling. And if that's the case, that's like that could be really bad for baseball as a whole because they would have to come down on him really hard and he would probably be like suspended for the rest of his career.
But he still gets the money, right?
I think he gets his contract no matter what.
Yeah, but the thing is, I guess this was during his time with the Angels in Orange County, and there was an FBI raid at a home in San Juan Capistrano where this illegal bookie was operating, and Shohei's name is in the ledger of this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I read this last night. This is all speculation, of course. Like,
No, it's not. It's real.
Yeah. But so
you mean our boy in San Juan Cap?
Yeah, our boy.
Oh, no,
yeah.
He went down. Oh.
You just say San Juan Cap, and it just makes you sound so much more legit.
Oh, man,
So that could be really bad for him because even if his translator was the one betting, Shohei's the one that was wire transferring and had his number on these in these ledgers. So that could be really bad for him. And I don't know. He's like baseball superstar, and baseball's already struggling so badly as it is.
Don't care.
Yep.
If we lose him,
you dirty, dirty gambling addict, man. Oh.
I mean, I don't like the Dodgers either, but this is like bad for baseball.
I like watching Shohei. It's great for the game. Yeah. Blah blah blah.
All that
fuck the Dodgers, it's like MLB's fucking baby, like their unicorn.
Yeah.
And this dude, first game of the season on his new team, is deemed.
I want this in a way. It's fucked up. The whole story is fucked up. But the way that Zach's talking so passionately about how much he hates the Dodgers, I want this to flip back in a way where it's like
somehow the Giants fall.
Yeah. And they're the ones like they hacked his account and putting bets for Ohtani, and then the Giants just get cut.
Somehow Blake Snell isn't on the Giants anymore or some shit like that.
And then somehow it's involved with the Warriors and all their championship rings get taken away.
Unless the Niners get the ring and it's somehow okay.
Yeah.
it all happens just so the Niners could get it. That'd be great. Yeah.
Well, another crazy thing that you brought up yesterday, Zach, before the show was that the day before they fired Shohei's interpreter translator, Ipe, there's a clip of them in the dugout together, like being buddy-buddy laughing and shit. Like right here.
Dude, okay, yeah. Can I tee this up?
Yeah, of course, go ahead.
This clip.
Yeah.
He knew about it. Apparently, he knew about the gambling was happening, and the interpreter was fired after this game. So Ohtani knew that he was going to be fired, and there's still, like, this clip. They have 9 innings to play, blah, blah, blah. Like, what, 2 hours of just budding on camera, just pretending like, hey, everything's going to be fine. And after the game, he got fired.
Put it without audio. I want to hear it.
Sure.
I want to watch it. So, any parlays here lately?
Oh, but he got a hit. Oh, fun. That's fun. Woo. His first and last hit is a Dodger.
Yeah.
So he's not even kicked off the team, you think, right? If it's just his interpreter got caught?
So there's the Dodgers fan base that is back, that's hating on everyone saying that it's Ohtani's the one that's gambling. And then there's the other side of the baseball world that's saying, like, oh, Ohtani's the gambler. It's all on him. And now it's just like pinpointing in on the Twitter world of just like, it's not all Ohtani. It's Ipe's fall. And then like the other side is saying, no, it's Ohtani and blah, blah, blah. So it's just funny. Just like, no one knows really the real story.
Yeah.
Because the first story that came out was Ohtani was paying his homie just to cover his debt gambling. But then that's bad because it's illegal in California. And then, yeah.
Something's not adding up here. Yeah. Someone did something shitty.
Come out. It's a juicy. Yeah. Yeah. It's such a good story, bro.
Oh, somehow the Giants are involved.
No, they're not.
Yeah. This all points back to SF. Yeah.
I'm so fucking glad. I have zero itch to gamble ever. I'm so happy that I don't do that.
Thank Zach, what if I were to tell you this $5, we can make it 10.
Dude, there's clips. Here, maybe I can send it to you. Right
yeah, now. Sure.
We got to take Zach to Vegas.
No,
I'm kind of like Zach.
Do you
so,
hear me when I say I don't have any inclination to gamble?
I don't. Yeah, I just like I don't know how to do it, and I like don't. I already am like, oh, I gotta watch every dollar I make.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I'm gonna blow it my first day gambling.
You will.
Yeah.
But the rush.
Yeah. Damn. What's the most you've ever won?
Like a couple grand.
Damn, dude. Nice. In one hand or like just over a night.
Over a night.
Wow. Damn, I could
but
see
like,
that being
it was,
a rush.
It was fucked up because I was down and I was like, well, I gotta bet myself out of a hole.
Yeah. I've seen too many episodes of The Sopranos to know that feeling.
God,
yeah.
Damn it. Hang on. Dude, this clip, I swear it's fucking good.
Oh, I'll say this while you're looking for that. There's a precedent set here. There's this like all time awesome baseball player. He should have been the Hall of Fame. His name's Pete Rose. And he's like one of the like all time. He might be the hits leader. Zach, do you know? He's like one of the best historically best hitters of all time. He was barred from the Hall of Fame because he was caught gambling on baseball. And this was like back in what, the 70s, 80s. It was like decades ago. But he was caught betting on baseball, and he can't be in the Hall of Fame because of it. So
what the fuck?
They can't just like look the other way for Shohei Ohtani because it would be like.
Well, what about that guy?
Yeah,
so long ago.
Yeah, I know. I mean.
It's okay. It's a video of like, it was when Ohtani and Ipe were on the Angels, and there was a video of them like tossing balls to try and get it to stick on the dugout cement, like step.
Oh, yeah.
And the ball was like either rolling off or if it stuck on the step, then they all celebrated. And Ohtani and Ipe was the only two that were doing it. And the camera's just watching them, and Ohtani was tossing it and he got it. And his reaction was the reaction of someone who had like $5,000 on the line. He was just like, yes, like that. And they were sitting on the bench, the game was happening. Like there was like an actual fucking
well, they're boys. They can let the boys gamble, man. Yeah.
Dude, it was just so fucking obvious that like something was on the line of that thing.
Yeah.
Anyways. Well.
Do we have anything else today?
I wanted to talk about my sobriety.
Yeah, dude. Let's hear this.
You made it sound like you're out of control.
I know. But, dude, it feels so fucking good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to, like, so I had, last weekend I said that my friends were coming into town and it was a test for me to not drink.
Uh-huh.
Didn't drink.
Okay, so what did you drink when they're like,
Diet Coke.
Smart.
Yeah, dude. So we went
to milk something. Whoa. Just milk.
We went to Elefante. They ordered a pitcher, and the pitcher is just like easy access for alcohol sitting right next to me.
Yeah, looking good. Oh, dude. The bubbles going
up. It was
up.
A spicy Marg pitcher. like my fucking kryptonite. Like, and I don't have a problem. Don't have a problem like gambling or anything like that. Yeah, no.
Right.
But yeah, I was just sitting right there and I just got a Diet Coke. I didn't have any itch. I didn't have any inclination to want to do it.
Dude.
And then last night, me and Todd went out for our date night.
Yeah.
And our table wasn't ready yet, so they sent us to the bar to wait. Yeah, dude. And that's usually my
That's
like,
how they get you, bro.
Yeah.
That's the thing is like all, like, even when you
there go. There was no one in the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Dude, you know what? I was talking in Toronto. There's this Muslim comic, right? Like he doesn't say, oh, I'm Muslim or whatever, but he has a big fan base and a lot of them are Muslim, but every time he has comedy shows, all the shows are 2 drink minimums. Like his audience, like they can't, like they can't go to the show because they have to buy 2 drinks and they're Muslim, so they can't do it. So he has to host his own venues just to have people come to his shows.
That's so fucked.
Because that's how they fucking get you, man.
Yeah. And I want to talk about too, because like, well, I didn't drink last night. It felt really good just say no to the bartenders because she was like, do you want anything to drink? And I was like, no, I'm okay. And it felt fucking good just to like, one, just to have control over saying no to alcohol because like, again, didn't have a problem, but I just like always.
It was just so easy.
Just very easy.
The access was always there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'll be drinking again soon. But
shots, new channel shots.
Oh shit. No, I'm gonna last this month, and then when baseball season comes around, I'll probably have some beers at a game.
Yeah, some peanuts.
Nice.
And some peanut baby. Okay. What? Yeah. That was your go-to?
I have a problem.
Sushi.
Yeah, cotton candy, hot dogs.
And the last thing I want to talk about was just my new itch for social media content, dude.
Yes. Dude. Zach's been very active.
Dude, I don't give a fuck anymore, like, with whoa. Yeah, you heard me. I'm posting willy-nilly. I don't give a fuck.
You're posting your willy-nilly?
Yeah, dude. Making skits just with my cock back and forth.
I gotta get on your close friends, man.
No, it's just like, it feels really good. I'm just posting, and I don't really care about the results anymore. I'm just like... Because, like, before I was caring so much about trying to fucking get in that algorithm.
And yeah.
Oh, why
is your head, man?
Why isn't this one doing well? Why isn't that one? Oh, but this one was so much better than that guy's.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, post it.
Why'd you point at me?
I said that guy. Like, that guy.
The leader. Yeah. Well, that's how I felt at Vine at one point. Remember? Vine was like, oh, I gotta make a Vine today and I gotta.
Yeah.
The popular page.
Yeah.
The popular page.
That name.
What a
fucking...
dumb name for a, like, just popular page.
No, here's what's bash. Popular.
Yeah, here's what's popular. You're not.
Yeah. According to who? Who's deciding what's popular?
Well, then there was the On the Rise page.
On the Rise. Yeah, which was like, you're never going to make it to the popular.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it feels really fucking good, dude. I'm just like, I have YouTube content lined up. We
have
that's videos.
Right. We have a new show.
Let's fucking
up.
Go, yep, man.
You guys are helping me out with the YouTube video.
Hell that's yeah. Right.
And then we have a couple sketches coming out too on the new page. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just feels good. Just write and just like shoot stuff and just post. Just
hell
feels
yeah,
fucking
brother.
Good.
Feels good to be active again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I want to call out is if anyone's going to the Hive Mind show.
Oh, nice.
Big announcement. We're going to be, Wally's Kebab Cart is going to be serving food at the show before and after their show here in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Me and Zach and then the crew too.
When is that happening?
It's going to happen April 3rd in Miracle Theater, somewhere in Inglewood by SoFi.
Hell yeah. What are we going to do?
We're gonna make food and we might go on stage and do a little some fun gags.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A little close friends post action.
A little on ice action.
Ooh. Is that what your pitch was?
Yeah. Hive Mind on ice.
Every fucking time.
Dude, I would love to put like some type of production which is on ice. The kebab cart on ice and it's just out of control.
But anyways, thank you guys for watching, liking this video, commenting.
I guess you don't have to.
Not even. Oh yeah. Unsub from this channel.
No,
all right.
Let's keep
this
the sub.
Dead.
This channel is
no,
gone.
No, I'm still gonna use it. I'm still gonna do stuff on it.
For what, dude? It's dead. No one wants it.
Still, the people are still here.
No, 57,000 is all gone, dude.
I just see zero.
Yeah.
Even the dead ones?
No, but it is. They wake up and just unsub. I have a feeling I'm not going to use this channel anymore.
I think about.
But yeah, Waleed will be getting the keys back to his own channel. Honestly, thank you very much for letting us use this.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You. Yeah.
But new and bigger things are coming for us. We'll get back into that fucking algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank you guys for sticking around with us. But on the new channel, we have episode 82 coming out. On the new channel, we have a Will and Rusty's best friend test video. It's hilarious.
Yep.
On the new channel as well. We have big guests.
Big guests coming soon.
Big guests.
Funny brother.
Some funny brothers, I think.
Yeah, you know, they could be funny.
They could be funny. We got brothers.
Like, we got like the queen of the internet coming, too.
The queen of
Inshallah,
the internet.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
Maybe the quarterback of the Bills.
Well,
no, he said
that,
no.
We
right?
didn't get him. No, we didn't.
He said no.
Maybe
did he say anything?
He didn't read it yet.
I had a dream that he saw our message and said, "Nah, I'm good,
dude."
It was so vivid, though. I thought it was real. I was gonna ask you about it.
Everyone, unsub from this channel as fast as you can.
Bye, guys. Love you.
And make sure you stay tuned for the new channel. Thank you, guys. Peace and blessings. Goodbye.